T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, Falero, quick turnaround. Like it.
Is this Gorilla Zoe?
Yeah, Hood.
Crowder came in singing this today. I'd jump right in.
I said Gorilla Zoe.
Loves when we do a duet in the halls. Ready?
I'm not ready when you do it. I'm never ready. I'm never a part of this.
We're always part of duets.
No. How is that guy? If he sing, the guy that hears somebody else humming and starts singing the song they're humming.
Cool.
Really?
I think so.
I bet you do.
Come on down to the funk boutique, try on a groove with the funky rhythm.
And you always sing the women parts. You and Lara with the hooey, hooey, hooey.
Ridiculous people I work with.
Me?
Yes, you.
Person.
What do we like to do at the top of the hour?
Try to give away money.
Time for your chance to win $1,000. 560 WQAM signing bonus contest. Your chance. Take home $1,000. Text the word learn, and you must learn.
Go learn today.
Text the word learn to 72881, and you are registered. LEARN. Text it to 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be around 3 o'clock. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Get in on the winning. Text the word LEARN right now to 72881. We're going to learn what Ryan Tannehill had to say after OTAs today. We will hear from the Dolphins quarterback this afternoon.
Swag.
We will learn what Jim Larrañaga thinks about the Eastern Conference Finals and the Western Conference Finals. He, of course, is our NBA playoffs correspondent. And, Falero, did you tell me he's in Boston for Game 5 tonight?
He is in Boston.
All right, so we will go live team coverage into Beantown for our NBA final or our NBA playoffs correspondent.
And Coach's son is a Boston coach. He's on the coaching staff.
Yep.
And you're kind of saying Boston's about to fold.
Yep.
I want to ask him about that.
Okay. Because I think... Because,
doesn't that come back to the coaching staff?
No.
If a team folds,
I mean,
and you can't put that on Brad Stevens?
If you lose to Michael Jordan, it's on the coaches.
Well,
this is LeBron James we're talking
you're
about.
You're up 2-0 and then you drop 2-2.
You're up 2-0 and it was an aberration. They have outperformed what that talent is on that Boston roster all season long.
Are we going to say that all the way to the finals?
No, because they're not going to the finals.
How do you know? We didn't say they're going to get. We didn't even think they're going to get to the Eastern Conference final. Toronto, number one seed.
You're correct.
Oh, Philly, the young team. Oh, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons. And now they're in the Eastern Conference finals. And they got 3 games left to play.
Yep.
And if they go to the finals, they're not supposed to be there. At some moment, they're supposed to be where the hell they are.
I don't think so. They had Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward. They both go down at the beginning of the season, and now you've got this mishmash of Jason Tatum and Terry Rozier.
That's called midstream adjust.
Al Horford. No, that's on the coach. I'm with that. Like, that's a great coaching job, but, man, you can't tell me you don't think Cleveland's just going to outclass them by the end of this series. It's a 3-game series. What I want to ask Coach Larrañaga is, do you coach or prepare differently for games when it's a 3-game series versus a 7-game series? This is a whole different series as far as I'm concerned, right? So Boston jumps out to the lead, and then you think Cleveland's done. And then Cleveland plays 2 great games, and now you think Boston's done. This is now a 3-game series starting tonight in Boston.
I'm going to answer not for a coach, but for a guy that loves film. The more film you have, the better coach should overcome because you have more stuff on tape to evaluate.
You can't overcome, though, greatness. Like, you can overcome some shortcomings,
yes,
or you can exploit some weaknesses, but you're never going to overcome LeBron James.
LeBron was on the court game 1 and 2. guy. Yeah, I'm Brad now. I'm talking to my I'm little Larry Nagy. I'm talking to my team. LeBron was also on the court game 1 and 2 when you guys won. Game 3 and 4, he was on the court and you guys lost. Game 5, we're even now. It's a 3-game series. He was playing in game 1 and 2 when you won. What's the difference? Brad Stevens sees what happened in game 1 and 2 compared to 3 and 4. He adjusts. He's a better coach than Tyronn Lue, and Boston makes it competitive. I don't see how that can't happen. If all the respect, every time we talk about Boston, we don't talk about Jaylen Brown. We don't talk about Jason Tatum. We talk about Brad Stevens and his awesome coaching job overcoming Hayward and Kyrie's injury.
Yeah.
So shouldn't he be able to do something?
No. At some point, it just is impossible. Like, that's, you know, again, that's Bill Belichick. If you think Brad Stevens is the greatest thing that the NBA has seen in a while, Greg Popovich, we believe that he's a great coach, right?
Yes.
Well, he can't get to the finals with the roster that he has. He can't. Doesn't matter how good coach he is. Maybe.
He might be better.
Maybe. I don't think so. Again, I ain't betting against LeBron till he proves to me that I should be betting against LeBron.
It's tough for me, too, and I don't like him.
Ryan Tannehill on the field today, slinging the ball to Danny Amendola. It's happening. They're back, baby.
I'm telling you, it's going to be something.
It's happening.
I did a little research on Tannehill now. Last 6 games he played him, because you got to me yesterday. I won't lie. I don't get got to a lot. You and some Texas got to me with the hate for Tannehill.
There's no hate. It's
the
realism.
The lack of respect. I don't. If you want to call it hate.
But it's not even a lack of respect.
You don't
it's
respect Tannehill's quarterbacking ability.
No, that's totally incorrect. That's totally incorrect. I believe it's time to acknowledge what he is.
And you're saying he's not that good.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Acknowledge he's what?
I'm saying he's a middle-of-the-road NFL quarterback.
That's disrespectful, Hawk. You know that.
That's disrespectful to a guy that's got a 57-60 record in 6 seasons?
Walk up to any NFL player, NBA player, Major League player and say, hey, buddy, you're mediocre at your position. That's flattering?
So you're telling me that if someone, while you were playing, said, after 6 seasons, you're not a Pro Bowler.
No.
That's not acknowledging what you are?
If somebody tells me I'm a mediocre NFL linebacker, that would upset me.
Middle
of the road. Medium, mediocre, middle, right there, 16th at your position.
So
you're saying that?
So you're,
that is not flattering to a quarterback.
So you're
That's not
saying,
flattering to anybody.
So you're saying that Ryan Tannehill, with the 57-60 career record, with the never having won a playoff game, being a first-round draft pick and having the keys to the team for 6 seasons, he's not a middle-of-the-road quarterback?
4 of those seasons, he was driving a clown car with clowns next to him. Speaking of Joe Philbin, and I'm not calling them clowns, they're NFL coaches. Mike Sherman's not. He's a high school coach. That tells you about that. Zach Taylor, when you say 57-60, I say yes. Through a bunch of bad coaching regimes and decisions by this organization. What about the last 6 games he played in? After the bye week 2016, the man's numbers are better than Brady. In that 70%, 220 yards a game, 12 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 104 quarterback rating. The last time, Hawk, the last time I saw Ryan Tannehill play football, he was a 104 quarterback rating, 70% completion, 220 yards a game. He was balling the end of 2016. I looked into it, and when I saw the numbers, Brady for his career, 64%, 260 a game. That's Tom Brady. That's the best of all times. Ryan's at 220. Like, those last 6, why do you have to look at 57-60 is my question, and not look at what he did when he got with Adam Gase and they started being successful. I'm looking at the success, and the success was the most recent time we saw him on the field. It wasn't year 1 when he had these numbers. It was 18 games ago, or 20 games ago.
That's recency bias. People fall for recency bias all the time. I mean, you hear it all the time in sports, right? Revert to what you really are. You're falling into recency bias with Ryan Tannehill. I hope that is what he is under the Adam Gase regime, obviously. But I've got 6 seasons of data to look at.
You got one season of Gase to look at. That's 2016 was Gase's first year as head coach. So I'm looking at that. I'm not looking at Joe Philbin was 6 years. He was garbage for 5.5 years, and he played 6 good games and balled. He got Adam Gase. They started out slow. They whooped Pittsburgh, and they went on a 9-1 run. And that Baltimore game they lost in that run, those numbers are in Tannehill's in that evaluation I just gave. He had a rough game in that six-game stretch I'm talking about and still had over 100 quarterback rating with Adam Gase. If he had Joe Philbin from day one until now, I honestly, Hawk, I'd be with you. This is him. I saw the change when Gase took over, and then he got hurt. I have to see where that path was going to go. There's a Ryan Tannehill path that we turned down when Adam Gase got this team, and Joe Philbin could never find it. I want to keep riding down that path, and an injury or two injuries, however you want to paint it, that stopped me. I don't know what's at the end of this damn path, but it could be something special. I really believe that.
I don't know what you drank, but for 2-3 weeks, you have been spewing the Ryan Tannehill. I mean, today you're starting the show comparing him to Tom Brady. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Over the last games I've seen him play in, he completed a better percentage than Tom Brady throughout his career.
The effects of the nitrous from
I'm not
your,
feeling nothing.
From your dental appointment
you
last
know what
week?
I'm doing? I'm feeling it, Lero.
Light skin wonder.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
Because you just, you know what? You're saying recency bias. I'm going to put it back on you. That's what you're doing. You're doing recency bias. Oh, I haven't seen him long. I haven't seen him in a year and a half. He can't play football anymore. That gets to me. You know what? Is it that
I haven't mentioned that once. No, I keep talking about what he's done on the field as the Dolphins quarterback.
But everybody's saying he's been hurt for a year and a half. And I say, let's go back to the last time you saw Ryan Tannehill on a football field. He was balling. So why do you forget the last time you saw Ryan the last time Tannehill buckled his damn helmet, he threw 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, and then got hurt in the Arizona game.
Okay.
But you don't want to think about that. You want to think about Joe Philbin and Zach Taylor years?
No, but what I'm saying is he balled so much, he almost got to a 500 record as a quarterback in the NFL.
He was 8-1. In that stretch I'm speaking of.
So he was really under 500 for the first 5 years.
So he didn't figure it out? Like, is that figuring it out, or is that him getting lucky for 9 games?
I didn't say lucky.
So how did he win 8 of 9?
Well, how did he lose 4 of 5 the weeks before?
Because he was on a trash organization with trash people running him and Sherman, Philbin, Zach Taylor, Dan Campbell. I can go on with I don't even know the damn OC's names. They were garbage. They don't have a job in the NFL anymore. He was hamstrung for years. The first time he got with a real coach in Adam Gase, the man was started to ball, and then Calais Campbell's big ass hurt his knee.
So what do you expect out of Ryan Tannehill this season?
He'll show out.
But what does that mean? 10-6? I mean, if they're 7-9, if they're 7-9, what did we learn?
Nothing.
So he's
if they're 7-9, I'm dead wrong.
So he has to be what?
He has to be what he was when he fell off. In totality, because I believe he's going to start out. He'll start out, and like I said, he's going to smoke, but he's going to run. When Tannehill gets in the games, these first couple games, I would anticipate, like everybody else, if you look back at like an Adrian Peterson or somebody, they're going to work their way back into playing, and then they're going to get back to their ceiling. I think Ryan was about to hit his ceiling, and the numbers back it up. The last time we saw him on a football field, he was playing better football than he has an entire life. And I can't forget it. I'm not going to forget 2016 and this 8-game stretch.
But you're okay with forgetting 2015, 14, 13, 12.
I'm okay with Joe Philbin never being born.
Okay. Wow. That escalated quickly. Wow. Wow.
You pushed me in the corner. I ran.
What happened there?
It was fight or flight. I had to fight. I'm sorry.
Jim Larinaga is going to join us in the next segment. Jim Larinaga. Imagine my surprise when Jim Larinaga, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes basketball team, he is going to help us break down the NBA playoffs momentarily from Boston.
Man, I got to get in my Buick. Yeah, man, I'm going to get in my Buick and go see Ryan. Y'all hating on us, hating on everything. Man, listen, you know who nobody hates on? The Buick Enclave, because it's amazing. My wife saw one. We were talking back and forth about getting a new family SUV. My wife saw a Buick Enclave on the road, and she said, let's go check it out. So we went down to our closest South Florida Buick GMC dealer, and we checked out the beautiful vehicle and the inside, the safety, the luxury, the technology. It matches the beauty. My wife loved it off bat because all the technology, the touchscreen, everything. They told us about the front collision alert, the surround vision, the camera mirrors, the OnStar system, the 5-star safety rating, having a 6 and a 5-year-old, you know we're worried about that. and they have it all. They call it Tomorrow's SUV for today's family. I'm today's family, my wife, my kids, and we love Tomorrow's SUV, the technology. 4G Wi-Fi, my kids with their little iPods and games, my wife with her laptop doing her work when we're on the road. That is awesome. The Apple CarPlay syncs to my phone. I get my contact list. I get my playlist. The power rear power lift gate, the touchscreen. Like I said, I just love the inside. It's like a spaceship. I tell y'all all the time, go check out the Buick Enclave. It's fun, it's safe, and you will love it. Your family will love it. Beauty, technology, fuel economy, safety, you can't beat it. Perfect for your family. Go down to your South Florida Buick GMC dealers. Check out the Enclave. Look at the Regal, the LaCrosse, the Encore, the Envision. But my family fell in love with the Enclave. Get to your South Florida Buick GMC dealers right now. Radio.com.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that
somebody texts in. We've talked about Ryan Tannehill and the Miami Dolphins for at least 2 weeks now. And somebody texted in.
I see it.
It said, they used the actual F word. It said, F all the talk. Tannehill's a baller. Move on.
Woo, that's my man.
So I texted the guy back. I go, F all the talk. You realize this is a talk station. If the talking part of the show is annoying you, I would probably suggest Power 96, where they're playing music. And then I followed up with, do you go to Pizza Hut and say, F all the pizza, move on.
Hey, man, when you're emotional, you don't think that deep. You just get emotional.
Like, I understand, you know, caping up for your side of the argument, but F all the talk, that pretty much, that'd be like, you know, emailing the editor of the Miami Herald saying, hey, enough with the articles. Well, this is what we do.
I'm going to call that text a Cornelius. And every time we talk about Tannehill, I'm going to get quiet because enough talk about Tannehill.
That's
some good radio.
Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. This guy never gets tired of our talking, I don't think.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does. By the end of every segment with him, he is ready to go.
He wraps it up.
He does. All right. All right, guys. Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, talk with Jim Larranaga, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes men's basketball team and our NBA playoffs correspondent. You're in Boston, right?
I'm in Boston. Actually, I'm in Waltham at my son Jay's house and getting ready to go eat dinner and go to Game 5, the Celtics versus the Cavaliers.
Now, how does this work? Obviously, your son, we know, is on the coaching staff, Brad Stevens' coaching staff there in Boston. He's obviously very busy, right? And you, doing the same profession, you know that you're not going to try to vie for his time because you don't want to take him away, obviously, from game preparation. So how much do you actually see and interact with your son while he's in the middle of an Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah, not very much. We went to dinner last night, so about an hour. And then when we got back to his house, he immediately went to work. And I watched the Houston Rockets Golden State Warriors game while he was working.
Coach, do you give him advice? Because you're a successful coach. You watch the games. Do you talk to him about basketball, or is it his getaway?
No, I'm certainly not going to give advice to an NBA coach who's got his team in the Eastern Conference Finals. They're doing pretty good.
That's a good. That's
come
a good
on
ball.
Now,
that's
coach. You could see something. Hey, go over top the pick and roll, and you see something.
But like,
coach.
Even like, I'm guessing he's got an office in his house, right, where he's watching. He's watching tape. Like, do you poke your head in there?
On his computer.
You poke your head in and say, "Oh, you know what I see coming off the pick and roll there."
No. I'm not doing that.
Does your wife tell you leave him alone?
The Celtics have done great. They've had an awesome year. They've overcome so much adversity with all the injuries they've had to deal with. And Brad Stevens is like Houdini. I mean, he is just brilliant at what he does. And they escape so many difficult situations throughout the year. and still out coming out on top. So I'm just excited to be here as a fan, as a father, cheering and supporting the Celtics tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be some kind of atmosphere, I'm guessing, over there. Now, I was asking this earlier in the show. Is the preparation for a three-game series different from that of a seven-game series? Because it's down to a three-game series now, and the three-game series features, you know, if you're looking from Boston side, the opponent who has the best player in all of basketball. So is there a preparation change now?
Well, I think if you looked at it as a three-game series, that would be a very bad way to look at it. You need to look at it. It's a one-game event. You've got to win the next game. Whoever wins tonight puts themselves in a much better position being up 3-2 than a team that's down 2-3. So tonight is a huge game. Celtics have the home court advantage. They need to hold the home court tonight and then go to Cleveland and try to steal one in Cleveland.
Coach, as I watch these last two games, obviously the losses for Boston, they stay around, the teams play, and then at one point LeBron, like you can see it, Coach, it clicks in where LeBron's going to take over. From Brad Stevens' standpoint, Boston Celtics' standpoint, like what do you do when you see LeBron say, hey, it's my time to take over this game? What is your answer?
Let's hope he misses.
But isn't it hard, Coach, where you're playing like team basketball and then you see that hero ball and you have to go back to team basketball?
Well, I just think LeBron's the best player on the planet right now, and he plays at such a different level than everybody else, and it's very, very hard to guard him. I think the key to the Celtics' success in their two wins at home was they were able to hold the other guys down. The supporting cast was not able to play quite as well in Boston as they were in Cleveland, because you have players like, you know, J.R. Smith, Kyle Korver, Jeff Green were all playing really, really well at home. George Hill played terrific in Cleveland. Now the Celtics got to hope that they can shut them down tonight.
By the way, are you courtside tonight? I would imagine you get good seats.
You know, I don't know what our seats are. You know, the place is going to be packed. I don't know what my son Jay was able to come up with.
Like, you can't ask, obviously. You can't say, hey, where are the seats? Because that's, you know, looking a gift horse in the mouth. But, I mean, you got to figure he's on the coaching staff. You're the dad. Like, you'll have pretty good seats, I would imagine.
Well, I think any seats in the arena are good seats for my wife and I, because all we want to do is be there to be supportive. It's going to be an exciting game, and I would guess we're behind the Celtics bench and probably about 10 rows up.
Because you say that, and it sounds good, but if you were in the 400 level, you leave. Go to a sports bar, right? I'd love to see him and his wife taking the long walk up the stairs going, what the hell? Jim Larrañaga is with us, head coach, Miami Hurricanes men's basketball team, our NBA playoffs correspondent. You watched the Western Conference Finals, as we all did last night. Are you shocked, first off, that series is tied at two?
No, not really. I would have picked Golden State to win last night for sure. But I think without Iguodala and with James Harden and Chris Paul both playing so well, you know, after that initial onslaught where Golden State jumped out 12-0, I thought the Houston Rockets had such a fantastic run to end the first half, to take a 7-point lead at the half, and then fall behind in the second half and again make another run. You know, I think Golden State, they played some younger guys. Kevin Looney was playing major minutes, and that's a guy that you know, would normally be sitting on the bench when the game was on the line.
And, Coach, the Rockets were playing like it really was. It was a must-win game. They were playing out of their mind, but Golden State was right there. 10 seconds left. They get the ball back. Why doesn't Kerr call a timeout and set up that offense, Coach? That was crazy to me last night.
I think sometimes coaches feel like, you know, it's in Kevin Durant's hands. He's got the open court to work with. Let's just let him go. If you remember the shot that LeBron made, who was it against? where he made the running one-hander. Who did that beat?
Oh, you're talking about the Toronto game? The Toronto.
Yeah, the Toronto game. Yeah, it was Toronto. And he made that shot going to his left. I just think coaches know their players and know what they're most comfortable with. Being very, very instinctive, I think Steve Kerr just very, very confident that his guys could score under that circumstances.
How do they end up blowing that game, though? It looked like that was their game. That third quarter that Steph Curry put on was, I mean, you don't see something like that. I mean, it was unbelievable. And then then you've got Houston, you know, trying to counter with Gerald Green threes, turnaround threes in the corner where I don't know what the hell was going on. But how did that happen last night? And I know you're a coach. You don't like to talk about other teams. Is that an instance maybe where Golden State's a little too cocky that, hey, we can do whatever we want, we're not going to blow this game?
I think you really have to give Houston some credit. I think with the way Chris Paul and James Harden were able to both, you know, score over 25 points apiece, and I thought Eric Gordon did a very, very nice job of contributing without having a great shooting night, by the way. It wasn't like they were lighting it up, but, I think Houston, quite frankly, got a little lucky.
So now I was going to say your prediction for the West now, is it still Golden State?
Yeah, I still think Golden State's the better team, but I do think they need Iguodala back. If they don't have him for Game 5 and Houston is at home, their defense will not be as good. Now, people don't realize that when you're watching a game, you really, as fans, play the score. You like watch who's ahead. Okay, the team that's ahead is playing good. The team that's behind is going to lose. And then all of a sudden, the momentum shifts, and the team that's behind takes the lead. What I look at is, okay, and in that fourth quarter, the game is on the line. Who is playing well right now? And who can defend and stop the other team's best players, because the ball's going to be in their hands. And in Iguodala's case, he would normally be on one of those great players. And he's on the bench nursing an injury.
Jim Larrañaga is with us. As an aside, University of Miami basketball made a little bit of news, I think. Lonnie Walker, did you see his comments at the
I listened to the interview.
It was the rookie combine? Is that what it was? Yeah. Where did he learn that? At UM? He did.
That's UM there.
What happened there? When you heard Lonnie Walker, what did he say? It was like, you have
the
that sound.
An illusion.
Hold on. Here's a little bit of sound from Lonnie Walker at the rookie combine.
When you talk about facts and things of that nature, it's amazing to me that we discovered so much about this world, yet we don't know anything about this world.
Are you with Kyrie Irving? The world is flat around.
Earth is not flat, in my opinion. But the Earth, on my conspiracy, the Earth is definitely an illusion.
Okay.
My conspiracy.
That's new. We can tweet that out at Lonnie Walker.
All right, so he believes the Earth is what, an illusion. Do you have a counter?
Well, one of the Lonnie and I have talked. He's a big fan of Animal Planet, and he does like a lot of the Discovery Channel stories and things like that. I think one of the things he was referring to is that there's so little we know about the ocean and ocean's life, that it's the ocean is so deep and we haven't been able to explore it. And I think that's, I'm not sure if the word illusion was the one he was looking for, but he is a very bright young man, a very mature young man, and he's well read and probably has his own philosophy. I'm happy he didn't say the Earth was flat.
Small victories. Do you text him anything after that? Just like bro with a question mark?
No. The amazing thing is how much play that has gotten. I mean, that's all over the internet.
It did go viral. It's pretty damn funny.
It's a little crazy now.
Yeah, well, and a little, because
like
if
Coach said, he might not have looked for the
right
illusion.
Right, right. Because if the Earth was an illusion, then he's an illusion. Then then everything's an illusion.
That's where I went.
Yeah.
Well, what else can we talk about?
I wanted to see if you were going to wrap it up there. We're going to let you go because I know you got a fun night ahead of you, and we appreciate you making time for us. Coach Jim Larrañaga. Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Jim Larrañaga. I mean, truly one of my absolute favorites.
He's awesome.
He puts up with my nonsense.
That's what makes him a great recruiter.
Yes.
He can just navigate any room, any situation.
Because that Lonnie Walker stuff, like, I mean, in all honesty, and even like Jim Larrañaga was saying that there's so much we haven't discovered, you know, in the oceans or whatnot. But I believe Lonnie Walker said the only thing we've discovered are sharks and whales or something.
Some weird. Yeah. The audio they play is like the bang audio,
right,
but there's
right.
some stuff
there's
before
more,
that that's
yeah.
crazy.
All right.
I know there's not mermaids because I ain't caught one. I honestly believe in that.
Whatever you've caught, that's what you believe in?
I just know if there was mermaids, I would have hooked into one of their ass by now.
All right. I know you've caught the Ryan Tannehill fever.
It's no fever. That's no fever.
That's the illusion.
Oh, man, that's red blood cells. That's just always in
there. The illusion that Lonnie Walker was talking about was Ryan Tannehill. All right. Got to take a break here.
Radio.com.
You like the song, Hawk?
No.
It's a good song. I don't like the concept, though.
Oh, you can understand what they're saying?
Yeah, saying let's mess up some commas. Therefore, let's spend a lot of money.
Not a
big fan.
I like that. Let's mess up some commas?
Yeah, because 1,000 has one
comma. I
gotcha.
Okay. 100. That's cool. Now I like the song. You know what? Now that I hear it, this was the song Lori and I danced to at our wedding. I had totally forgotten.
Man, Future was 2. How long have y'all been married? Future was present.
Calves are getting. That's funny. That's funny.
Oh, I tickled myself.
That was fun. I like that. There's no way we can top the segment. Let's mess up some commas. Already great. Future was present. Now what do we do? We got 10 minutes to kill.
I got pumpernickel.
Well, no.
Okay. You got something?
Save that. I'm not here next Tuesday. You are. So you do the pumpernickel segment.
Can we tease that far off? Guys, next Tuesday we got pumpernickel coming in.
Cavs are getting a point tonight. Cavs are getting a point tonight.
Now that messes up our thought of LeBron.
I've been on fire when it comes to these
fire
series. Now, granted, you know, we bet Houston yesterday. We had Houston getting 8 points. I thought Golden State was going to win the game. I just didn't think that they'd cover. So I was a little surprised that Houston actually won that game.
Is getting 1 point smart to bet? Because it's either, like, it's a push or a loss. Like, to 1.5, I see. You know what I'm saying? 1.5 where you get a point where if you lose by 1, it's a push.
Right, I understand what you're saying. Well, the notion there is probably for a lot of people you might as well bet the money line. But there are a lot of games that end as a 1-point deficit. Rather than taking the L on that. Oh,
so win or push other than win or loss. And that's why you pay the... Pay the little money. What's it? The VIG?
The VIG.
Yeah. I'm learning all the terminology. Probably
no money line for the game, I'm guessing, just because 1 point generally doesn't generate a money line.
What you thinking? You rolling. I got to ask you what you think.
I like the Cavs tonight. I really do. I like the Cavs getting a point. I like the, I think the series now starts to play out a little bit more like I had originally envisioned it. Again, remember what the Cavaliers did to Toronto. That's how I came in believing in the Cavs for this Boston series, because I think Boston's been playing above their head. And so after they had those 2 victories, I feel like now it's starting to even out to where I thought it was
going
to be.
They're going back to Boston, right?
Yeah.
That thought of those first 2 games, they didn't go the way we expected them. Was that Brad Stevens or was that home court advantage?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, we've talked about that. Like, how much can home – and obviously it means something, although didn't mean anything last night. Like, I mean, home court means something because it does seem like – who are we talking to that the tertiary players seem to play better, that Kyle Korver plays better, yeah, in Cleveland. Yeah. I don't know why that makes any sense, but it seems to be true.
It's a stat, though. They had one of them games, TNT had it up, where those side pieces. I don't know. I don't know if that's what they're called.
Put the graphic up on the side piece. The what? We're showing her?
We're showing her. But no, yeah, those non-all-stars are going to ball. LeBron's going to get his 30-plus no matter where. LeBron could play in Brazil somewhere in a dirt field. He's going to drop 30 in that game. But the J.R. Smiths, the Corvers, those guys play better at home. The Western Conference, they went 1-1 in either houses.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, I think it shows you that Houston is a team that is up to the challenge of Golden State. Golden State threw stuff at you in that third quarter that you don't see but in a Globetrotters game. I mean, it was silly.
Yep.
It was silly. And I'm telling you, again, because – and obviously I'm watching through the eyes of a gambler, right? Houston plus 8. I'm watching them come down. Kevin Durant, you can't stop. Like, they're laughing. It's a 7-foot guard. You can't stop his jumper. Doesn't matter. You cannot stop his jumper. Then they come down, and Steph Curry puts up a ridiculous 3, nothing but net. And then Houston keeps coming back and giving Gerald Green the ball. And Gerald Green doesn't seem to realize that he's Gerald Green. So he's thinking that he's going to play, you know, shot for shot with Steph Curry. I'm like, what is going on here? But then I will tell you. Now, I was goofing with the guys yesterday. I kept texting that James Harden's a loser. Like, and Falero kept texting me back. He's got 14 points. He's got 18 points. Now, do you know, I believe he ended the first half with 24 points.
Correct.
And I believe the over-under on James Harden points for the game was 31.5. He ends the first half with 24 points. That's a slam dunk. I don't think he hit the over.
No, ended with 30.
Ended with 30 points. He scored 6 points in the second half.
And they won.
And they won.
That's
and
crazy.
He had that man dunk on Draymond Green. That was ridiculous.
I'll tell you what happens. It happens to a lot of guys in all sports. When you're the bully, when you're the trash talker, when you're the catalyst of all fights, you're going to get got, and it looks worse than when somebody else gets got.
That's what it is. It looks worse because you're the guy that started the series pushing James Harden.
If that dunk was on Looney.
Right. You don't care as much.
No. When you're Draymond Green talking trash, kicking guys in the crotch all the time.
I wanted to see Charles Barkley. I wanted to see Barkley's reaction when James Harden dunked that ball on Draymond's head.
I brought it up with Larry Nega. I don't want to say upset because I'm not a Warriors fan, but I blame that loss on Steve Kerr. Hawk, you got 10 seconds. You're the defending NBA champion, and you're a great coach. Set your offense up, call a timeout, and when you call a timeout, you get the ball on the offensive side of the court.
And
10 seconds for those players?
By the way, not just that, though. KD, like Kevin Durant had the ball. He needs to take that shot.
Threw it to Klay Thompson.
Like that's, I mean, that's KD's moment, and that is my guess is what Kerr is thinking. Okay, KD will take it from here.
But when you see Klay get the ball double teamed in the corner,
timeout. Yeah, I agree.
Because they still got the last shot.
I did watch
Kerr
after the game. Kerr after the game said I was trying to call timeout, but the refs are obviously watching something else at that time. And he's like, I don't blame them. So I think he did want timeout, but probably should have called it earlier. You have 10 seconds, set up a play, and that was a terrible way for them to go out.
And is this? And I just tell me if I'm wrong. This thought of don't let Houston set up their defense. They're not a good defensive team. Let them set up
Correct.
Their damn defense.
Correct. I'll take my Golden State offense over Houston's set up defense any day of the week.
I'm down. I don't care what Steve Kerr said. He regrets not calling a timeout as soon as they got that ball.
No doubt. I would agree. We're going to hear from Ryan Tannehill next. Now, this is super important. If I told you you're paying more money in interest than you need to be on your credit cards, you'd fix it. And it's so easy to fix it. And it's your money. So let me tell you a very easy way to do it. Easy way to consolidate all your credit card debt and those multiple monthly bills. Refinance your debt with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Lightstream rewards consumers who have good credit, by the way, with a great interest rate. Credit card consolidation loans from 5.49% APR with AutoPay. The application is 100% online. You don't have to go anywhere. It's very simple, very painless. The money gets deposited directly into your account. That way you're in control of it, and you can even get the funds as soon as today. So I know there's people listening right now. You're in your car, you're at the office, you have good credit, but you still carry around some credit card debt. There's no shame in that. We all buy things that we know sometimes might take a little time to pay off. But why pay multiple credit card bills every month, all with high interest rates? It doesn't even make any sense. Turn it into one payment a month with a lower interest rate. This is how you do it. Apply today and get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way for my listeners with good credit to get this special interest rate discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Hockman. That's Lightstream.com/Hockman. Do it now. Don't wait any longer. LIGHTSTREAM. Lightstream.com/Hockman. HOCHMAN. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same day funding.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. Each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.